Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Sunday, Sun, Helios, Day, Deity, Sun, Deity Day, April the 24th of 2016, and the time is 1 p.m. Central Time. My brothers and my sisters, again, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are returning back to the basics, if you will. We are kind of preparing for the next upcoming series, which is going to be a mind-blowing series. We land the foundation as I do on the free shows for the pay-per-view shows. The next series, again, as all of these shows are not for new believers. New believers can tune in, but it does stretch or it does require a very mature new believer to tune in to these shows or these shows that I'm doing. Today we're talking about the three-stranded cord that is not easily broken. There are many cords, faith, hope, and love, you know, that are not easily broken. You know, fear, doubt, and unbelief. Today we're talking about service, balance, and responsibility. And the reason why these three strands are so important is because at the foundation of life, as I've learned, we all have to make tough choices and tough decisions. So right now I made a choice and I made a decision that cost me very, very dearly. As I speak right now today, my entire business was quote-unquote lost. Now, this was because of a mistake that I made. So for the last 20 years, I've been building my online business, 50 books, over 2,000 shows. All of my disk, my computer, laptop, everything was everything has been taken, we'll put it that way. And I'm going to share more about it later on, but it's still a little close to the heart right now. So just simply state, the only thing that I own today is a pair of tennis shoes, a pair of shorts, and T-shirts. I had to go buy new underwear, new T-shirts, all my suits, all my clothes, everything that I do with my business, my speaking engagement, everything that I do is gone. Now, don't feel sorry for me. This is something I ordered. This is a risk I chose to take. I don't feel sorry for myself. Everything that was lost was just stuff. But the reason is what you need to understand. The next series, my brothers and sisters, we're going to be talking about something that is, for me, tough. We're going to go into some books that deals with a lot of ancient stuff that I've been really, really wrestling with over the years because I need it before I could share it. You guys know before I share everything, like, for example, the Colburn Bible, the K-O-L-B-R-I-N. I've talked about the Colburn Bible, the Waspy, depending on how you want to pronounce it, Bible. A lot of these ancient texts that I've read about that say some very interesting information. A lot of the Samaritan texts, a lot of the Septuagint, a lot of the Maserati texts from the Maserat Jews. As you guys know, at this level of thinking and understanding, it's very important that these three things remain the foundation. See, I started to pursue service, and that was great. The devil doesn't care if you know service. That's your ministry. That's your dear Kinnear. That's why you're here on earth. But what he wants you to do is make sure that you're out of balance. Right now, someone may be getting ready to make a very big decision in your life, a huge decision about either wealth, health, wisdom, or relationships. Guaranteed, pretty much everybody listening to this message, whether live or in the future, is getting ready to make a very big decision about wealth, health, wisdom, or relationship. When you make that decision, you need to consider service, balance, and responsibility. If you do not, you will find yourself in the same position that I am. Because, see, I made a decision, and I forgot about one of the three. For me, it was primarily balance. I forgot about balance. You see, but so the spiritual success is learning how to be a caretaker and to find enjoyment in the caretaking process of being of service to others. Remember the definition of the book, the first book that I wrote 20 years ago, called The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, when I was actually probably 25 years ago now, when I was homeless, was in a very similar situation that I'm in right now. I had left my wife, moved out. The relationship that I was going into didn't work out, didn't have nowhere to stay, had to come back begging. The wife said, yeah, you can come back, homie, but you got to sleep in the closet. So for the 30 days, I was penniless, and I was donating blood plasma to get my little $40 a week. And during that period is when I wrote the book called The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. And in that book, I broke down the definition of the word rich. Rich, again, is focused energy that is delivered in the form of a product, service, or information that benefits others more than it benefits yourself. That service. From that day to this, I've been doing that. It is my prayer that everybody listening to this show, if you don't have service, you find it yesterday. It's inside of your Dear Kinnear. Everybody listening to this series should already have your Dear Kinnear report. If you read your Dear Kinnear report and you can't find service, especially if it's been recent, every person that I've sold a Dear Kinnear report, the report comes with 1 hour of free consultation. If you haven't taken advantage of that 1 hour free consultation and you have your Dear Kinnear report, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Because sometimes you can read, but you don't know how to narrow down the niche. See, my niche is teaching, but I started off, you'll see all of these pictures of me on Facebook with, you know, I'm all greased up and oiled up, no shirt on, showing off my little $2 chest. I was all into fitness because, again, that was the three-stranded core of the Eagles Club, wealth, health, and wisdom. So I focused really on the health aspect because I like working out. But I taught health. I did fitness boot camps. I sold nutritional products. I opened up a coffee shop, bookstore, and learning center where I primarily focus on DO nutrition. I was all about nutrition and fitness for pretty much the first 5 years. That was not my calling. That's not my niche. I can teach it. I'm good at it. But everybody else is just as good as me. See, nobody can do this. Nobody can be a didactic teacher. I'm the only one on the planet that can do what I do. There's other people that can do it just as good, but nobody can do it better. Let me say that again. There's a lot of people that can teach just as good as me, but there's nobody that can teach better than me in my area. What's my area? Esoteric information. So the enemy doesn't care if I do seminars or if I teach about wealth. He doesn't care if I do seminars and teach about health. But I get his attention whenever I start talking about wisdom or spirituality. Why? The number 33, this is really important. The number 33, if I'm a 33, I am 3333. Basically, it's 33.33. If you add the number 666 to the number 333, what do you get? 999. This is the year of the nine. Nine again represents again the whole spiritual. It's the six, but it's kind of like upside down. So it represents the totality of it. So I got 33%, but I need 666. Six protons, six neutrons, six electrons. That's the measure of the man. So if I take man and I get me, and if I add 33 to 666, I get 99999 to infinity. So as long as I can obtain the 33% of the knowledge of information and I add it to the six protons, six neutrons, the 666, that brings about my totality. That's my service. What's yours? It's important that you understand, my brothers and sisters, that spiritual success is learning how to be a caretaker and to find enjoyment being a caretaker. Spiritual success is the result of you putting yourself in a position to be of service to others more than you are of service to yourself. Spiritual success, my brother and sister, is especially when you are of service to your family and your friends. Now, the word service is a cookie blower. If you look it up, the word service means helpful activity. The word service, again, means providing or being a provider. It means to organize or to accommodate. It means to supply. It means to assist. It means to be a useful servant. The Bible says whoever wants to be the greatest in my kingdom must be the servant of all. So I have the service aspect down. I'm good with service. I understand that. Now it took me 40 years to find it, but now that I've found it, I understand my service. But my problem is not service, brothers and sisters. My problem was balance. You see, to be a spiritual success, it does require you to find your service, your niche, your mission, your Dear Kinnear, your purpose, and it's inside of you. It's not outside of you. It's not something that you learn. It's something that you're born with. Now it requires balance. You see, it is very difficult to find balance between helping and meddling. Let me say that again. See, brothers and sisters, I suffer from a God complex. And that God complex means that sometimes the lines get blurred or the lines get blurry where you don't really see the how to help versus hinder. Sometimes helping someone actually hinders them. Let me say that again. Sometimes helping somebody actually hinders them. Let me say that one more time. Balance is a very difficult thing to find. So I left my marriage, my second marriage, the same thing I did with my first marriage, I did the exact same thing in the second marriage. excuse me, you guys know I'm an open book. I tell on myself. Nobody can go and post nothing on Facebook about me because I tell on myself. So I thought, now again, you got to pimp the game. The devil is not stupid. He's the most cunning and he's the most crafty. So whenever you seek to help, sometimes you harm or you hurt. Because helping requires you, again, not to become an enabler for someone and not to allow your experience or not to replace your experience for theirs. If you are in a relationship, you're at a job, if you're at a church, or if you're in any type of capacity where you are helping and your helping hurts, how do you know where your helping hurts? When what you're doing enables someone. Now, to be an enabler is dangerous. Because, see, I've been on both sides of friends. I've been in a relationship where I was in my first relationship, I wasn't of service. I was an enabler. I enabled my first wife to continue to be helpless. She never wrote a check. She never had a job. She never had to do anything. So when we got a divorce, when I left, she didn't even know how to get a job. She didn't know how to fill out an application. She didn't know how to, you know, pump gas. She didn't know how to change a flat tire. I did everything. I was an enabler. See, an enabler is someone who makes one able. In fact, an enabler is someone who gives one power. An enabler is somebody who makes one complete. An enabler, brothers and sisters, makes something easy. You see, what I just did, the reason why I own one pair of tennis shoes, pair of shorts, workout, all I had on was my workout clothes. Everything that I own is gone. Everything that I own is gone. All of my, I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it, because at my age, there's no way in hell I should be in this situation. So as you guys know, I don't teach theory, man. I don't teach theory. I don't do it. I don't teach book knowledge. None of my shows are book knowledge. Everything I do is practical experience and application. Every life lesson is something. Everything that happens in my life is a lesson. And I use it to share because I told God from the beginning. In January the 1st of 2009, if you tell me, I'll shout it to the rooftops. And I'll tell everybody. So I'm going to tell you how Lo Among works. The next series, I was going to do the series about the beast. But we'll save that one for next, because everybody needs to understand Lo Among. You see, Lo Among is, we call him Lucifer, but see, Lucifer is a watered down version. It doesn't give him true, it doesn't really break down the deviance of Lo Among. See, Lo Among and his angels are so, I don't know how to put it. See, Lo Among is in every essence, in every fiber, in every society, because Lo Among is the foundation of everything that you know. Because before Christianity, before the Sumerian text, before Egypt, what existed? Lo Among. So the next series, brothers and sisters, when we talk about service, you better be careful, because your service may be to Lo Among. It may be to Lucifer. Because see what he did, see, he said that Lucifer is he's the morning star. Well, the same thing they say about Yahushua. Yahushua is the morning star. But nobody knows about Constantine's Messiah. Nobody knows how Lo Among basically infiltrated or possessed or inhabited the body of Constantine so that way he could produce the false Christ, whom we know, as I've done our series, I know everybody listening to my show have listened to Christos versus Christos. And you understand why we got a Greek Bible, but we got an Aramaic or an Essene Christ. You see, my brothers and sisters, if you don't understand what's happening to me twice, first marriage and my second marriage, twice. This is not my first rodeo. But I thought I was the master teacher. I thought I was the guru of gurus. I thought I could, you know, levitate and walk on waters. And not so, brothers and sisters. Service, balance, and responsibility is the only thing that keeps you from being in the position that I'm in today. I'm not talking about last week. I'm talking about right now, today. This just happened today. I don't know if y'all understand the magnitude of what I'm trying to express. expose and expand. If you enable people, the word enable means in, E-N, to go in. Enable means to make someone qualified. So anytime you withdraw your energy, that person is disqualified. See, an enabler suffers from the God complex. See, I've been there. I've been on both sides. I've been an enabler and I've been an enablee. I've been the one who received the enabling, and I've been the one that has been given the enabling. So those three things, being an enabler is so detrimental because that means you walk into someone's life and you artificially prop them up, and they think it's their power, and it's not their power. It's your power. So you playing God. The enabler means that you basically come into someone and you make them fit for service. See, part one is service, but an enabler has forgot part two, which is the balance. See, you can help somebody, but you can't enable them. You can't make them able. Now, there's one thing to come along, somebody's financial help, no problem. You can assist them financially. The next thing after you assist them financially, teach them how to fish. Don't just give them a fish, teach them how to fish. See, an enabler, he never shares his knowledge or his gnosis with people. He just continues because he wants to feel good. Because, see, the enabler is the person who gets that sense of, number three, responsibility from his enablement. You see, sometimes it will be very difficult to find balance between helping and meddling, between helping and hurting. You see, without balance, you become an enabler for someone, or you become dependent upon someone. And you do not allow them to experience life or to learn life lessons. Why? Because you are acting like God. You are preventing them from hitting rock bottom. See, right now, today, not next week, not yesterday, today, right now, I'm at rock bottom. What do I own right now? Now, remember, 20 years worth of work. All of my books. Now, again, I can recover from this, so I don't want anybody feeling sorry for me. I'm going to recover. So I've lost all of my original work for the last 20 years is gone. All of my books that I have in different forms of development, over 50 books, the original manuscripts are gone. I've had over 20 different suits that I wear on different engagements is gone. All of my underwear, all of my T-shirts, all of my dress shoes, everything that I own in the 50-plus years on the planet is gone. Right now I'm sitting. And I said I wasn't gonna get emotional. So hang on a minute. Let me get together. So right now I'm sitting. Oh man, brothers and sisters, responsibility is simply having awareness when you or those around you are losing their spiritual head, like I did. You are the person who needs to take charge. And you should tell that. Somebody should have told me. Now, would I have listened? Hell no. I'm hard-headed. I know I wouldn't have listened. I was talking to Brother Rome. Brother Rome tried to tell me, but I didn't listen. So let me make sure I'm clear. The next series, we're going to talk about Lohamang. I know you probably never heard that term before, because it existed before Egypt. It existed before the Sumerian text. Any earth history, we're talking about prior to the book of Genesis. The next series is going to be so dangerous that it's coming with a triple warning. And I don't know if I'm going to allow anyone who hasn't listened to at least some of my shows to listen to this series on Lohamang. Because when we break this down, brothers and sisters, it's remarkable how God always takes me through the experience of something before I can share it. I've been wanting to do this series a long time, but I didn't feel like, man, I didn't feel ready, you know? I didn't know. It's like, man, people don't really need to know this stuff. You see, Lohamang is the false god. We know him as Thoth. We know him as Osiris. We know him as Lucifer. We know him as Beelzebub. We know him as Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belphegor. We know him. I know him as Christ. Now, it's not the Christ that you know. It's the Christ that he knows. K-R-I-S-T-E. Before it was changed to C-H-R-I-S-T. So we got to go back. What this next is, we're going to go before the book of Genesis, what existed. Before the Egyptians. Before the book of the Samaritans. Before the old, before the Septuagint. Before the Masoretic text, before the Masoretic Jews, what existed before that, brother? What existed before that? I challenge every listener. What existed before 1611? What existed before Christianity? Lo-Among. And how does Lo-Among manifest in himself? The same way he did to me, he's going to do to you. If he hasn't got to you yet, hang on, brother. Your blessing's coming. So Lo-Among, brothers and sisters, how does he operate? You see, what he does is he knows that Yahushua, that the true God, has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. So his job is not to take it. His job is to give it to you. Lo-Among's job is to help you be successful. So Lo-Among came to me and I said, you want to be of service? Yes, no problem. So he assisted me. I talk about auto writing. My first book that I wrote, I did it through auto writing. From Alex the Crawley to Antoine LaVey to every Luciferian on the planet, they all wrote their books through auto writing. That's how I wrote my first book. And I thought it was me. I didn't know who Lo-Among was. Most people don't. They think Lucifer. That's not it. You see, brothers and sisters, service, true spiritual success is learning how to be a caretaker for others and to find enjoyment in helping other people more than helping yourself. And Lo-Among will help you do that. And you say, well, Brother Will, that's kind of messed up. No. Let me make sure you pimp the game. You see, you have to be true to yourself. Remember the last series that I just did, Heteros Gammas? See, Lo-Among will not allow you to be true to yourself. Their ego will not die. You don't think it's dead, but it's not dead. It's laying there dormant. It's kind of like those diseases that lie in your bloodstream or in your spinal cord. And when your immune system gets low enough, bam, they pop up. That's how Lo-Among is. Lo-Among, he hides inside of you as you. So he's walking around as you. You think it's you that's doing all of this stuff. See, I thought it was me who wrote these 50 books. I thought it was me that did all of these shows. Me and the Ruach and the Pneuma and the Holy Spirit. Yeah, but most people don't know that Lo-Among has transformed himself into an angel of light, and he transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. I know I used to be one of those ministers. But I knew that, and I thought I had taken precaution. But again, like I said, where did I make my mistake? Balance. You see, brothers and sisters, once you find service, you have to find balance. Now, remember what balance is. Balance is the ability to help without hurting. Balance is the ability to help without meddling in other people's affairs. Balance is the ability to help without being an enabler. Balance is the ability to help while not hindering the person you're helping from experiencing life. Life, again, being hardship or failure. Balance is the ability, again, to allow people to learn the life lessons themselves. You can't learn it from. You can't speed it up. You can't slow it down. You can't soften the blow. They got to fall or they got to rise. That is balance. Balance, again, leads to responsibility, and responsibility is having awareness. Self-awareness is heteros gammas. That means I should not be in this at 50 plus years old. There's no way in hell I should be in the position that I'm in today. The reason that I'm in that position, the position that I'm in right now today, is because when I lost my way, what is the way? Fundamentals. When I lost the basics, what is the basic? Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Not the Jesus that Constantine gave you, brothers and sisters. That's the wrong Jesus. You got the wrong one. You better get the real one. See, the real Jesus, always, He's never here to do His will. He always here to do the will of the Father. Tomorrow we'll do part two of this series that's laying the foundation for the upcoming series that's going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the smoking gun, which is before Lucifer became Lucifer. We're going to talk about some stuff, brothers and sisters, in the next series that is very, very dangerous. So I'm doing these pre-series, free shows, so I can basically warn people of the danger of this next series. All of the series and stuff I talk about is dangerous. Because, again, the more you know about him, the more he knows about you. So service, again, is the ability to detach totally from yourself and to promote others. And while you are promoting and helping other people, when you're promoting and you're helping somebody and you see that person keeps, you give them $50, they come back next week, they ask for another $50. You give them $50 next week, they come back the third week and ask for $50. The fourth week that they show up and they ask for $50, you tell them, hey, I'll pick you over to fill out an application at McDonald's. Watch the look on their face. Because as long as you are enabling them, they're your friends. They're going to hang out with you. Don't believe me? Try it. You, everybody got those people in your life that they only call you when they need money. They only come around when they need something. The next time they call you, the next time they need something, instead of you giving them what they need, give them a scripture. Give them the word of God. Give them a word of encouragement. Tell them you'll take them somewhere to assist them with, applying for. Tell them you'll give them a job. You know, the last job I had, you guys know I don't really, I've been doing this by myself. Not by myself, but I've been, working, doing this full time. But when I was employed, I worked with homeless veterans. And one of the things that was profound is that, man, these guys was great at receiving assistance until you asked them to take responsibility, the third step. So tomorrow we want to continue. We want to break down this a little bit further as we talk about how service, balance, and responsibility are the three keys to eradicating and removing Lo'amang out of your life or identifying him. Because, see, he was there all along. He's hanging out with you, too. As long as you're in this body, Lo'amang is hanging around. Your job is to understand responsibility. Responsibility means, oh, you're not going to take charge of stuff. No, responsibility simply means awareness. It means perception. It means the ability to perceive when Lo'amang is there. Responsibility means that someone got to take charge and say, brother, it's time to return back to the basics. It's time to return back to the Kresta. It's time to return back to the pure milk of the word. See, sometimes we can get so advanced, and I do all of these advanced teachings, and I talk about all of this esoteric stuff, and sometimes we got to return back to first base. Sometimes you got to go back, and you got to sit in the dugout, and you got to just, again, the simplicity of the gospel. Sometimes we need that basic simplicity. That's responsibility. Responsibility is the awareness, but I ain't leaving the basics to go out and chase some newfound religion. Responsibility is understanding that there is a thread that runs through, and this thread is more so spirit than written word. It's more of a position than it is a person. It's the identifying with this thread, and this thread is unconditional love. The most powerful force on the planet is your heart that is filled with love for your fellow man. Nothing is more powerful than that. So any religion or anything that comes and saying that there's something else greater than that, you know that's Lo'amang. So my brothers and my sisters, again, join me tomorrow. Again, we'll probably kick it off at 12 noon tomorrow. I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. Again, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold you down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.